Thank you for tuning in today. I hope the day finds you blessed and full of the Spirit of the Lord. We want to ask God's blessing and go to Him in prayer on our teaching today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we need your blessing on the word today and on the words that we speak. Anoint us and anoint this word that go out and touch hearts and lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to teach today on the second coming of Jesus. Now we know this is at hand, and we know that Jesus is coming back to get his church. Several scriptures here I want to back this up with today. First of all, we want to say the time is unknown. If you've been listening to prophecy teachers or teachers that's give dates and told you when he's coming back, mark that person a false prophet and don't listen to a word they got to say because they're false. Because no man knoweth the time. Let's look to the word of God. Now in Matthew in the 24th chapter and in verse 36, we find these words. But of the day and of the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I take it from the word of God, and that's what the word of God says. Then we go into Thessalonians, in 1 Thessalonians, and we find there recorded an understanding of the same subject. Very important that we listen to the word of God, we take the word of God to heart, and we know that the word of God is pure, and we know that what God has said, he will not add to it, he will not take away from it, but he will fulfill every word that he has said. The Bible said it has been forevermore settled in heaven. It cannot be changed. That's as plain as we can say it. Men like to come up with their gimmicks, and they like to do all the things that they do to try to literally, you know, get people to listen to them, maybe to give them a little more money. I know a lot of preachers use these dates that they come up with, and they literally raise boatloads of money by doing so, and they're able to literally they just fool people. I want to look at this in Thessalonians, and I believe it is in 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter and in verse 2. Here the word of God says, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night." Now, a thief don't call you up and tell you when he's coming. He don't make an appointment to come. A thief tries to catch someone at a time when they don't know they're coming, when they're totally caught off guard and totally surprised. So he comes as a thief in the night. Luke, the 12th chapter, and verse 40, also tells us, it said, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour you think not." So this is at a time that you're not expecting, you're not thinking about him coming. But the saint of God, I believe we have something down inside of our spirit that's telling us, that's warning us, that's letting us know that the time is at hand, even at the door, according to the promises of God. Then in 2 Peter in chapter 3 and in verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night." Here again, I use that word thief in the night. "In which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Thereof also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up." So here again, it's letting us know that the Lord is coming. He's coming unexpected. He's coming as a thief in the night. Then Matthew again tells us that it is sudden and unexpected. Sudden and unexpected. Something that you basically not looking for. And here in chapter 24 and in verse 37, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the days of Noah, and entered into the ark." That same day, in other words, that day that Noah entered into the ark, then all this changed. They was going on with life as normal. They was eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. All the things was normal. "And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." That's a promise we can't get around. "Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, ye know not what hour your Lord doth cometh. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." You're not going to see any big billboards. You're not going to see any big notices from the Lord on this thing. He's got his preachers, his teachers. They're out there preaching this gospel, and they are warning people, just as this teaching today is warning you. The Lord, he's coming. He's coming to get his church. Are you ready? Are you ready for the trumpet to sound so loud that it'll wake the dead? He's coming. He's coming. I can't say it enough. He's coming. Then in John, in the 14th chapter, and this is in verse 1 through verse 3. The 14th chapter, verse 1 through verse 3. "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And he went on to say in verse 4, adding that to it, "And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And he went on down in the verse 6 to say, Jesus said unto him, and he answered Thomas back, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." This is the promise of the word. He's coming for the saved. That's what the word tells us. Then in Galatians, in chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 4, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on things of this earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory." That's the promise of the word. Thank God. The Bible says in Revelations, he's going to come as a king. In Revelations, in the 19th chapter, and in verse 16, he says these words, "And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written." And the Bible says that name is the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Revelations 20 and 6 tells us, "Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be prince of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That's the promise of the word. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the comfort of his word. Thank God for the power of his word. God is going to keep his word just like he said he was. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I'm glad that my name's written in the book. I'm glad that when he comes or calls, he's warned us so that we can be ready and we can be prepared to go and be with him. If you're not ready, you need to make ready. You need to get ready, for he's coming. He's coming. The Bible plainly bears it out to us. He's coming as a thief in the night. Then the Bible says he's coming as judge in Matthew 25, 31 and 32. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before all, this verse 32, and before all, before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. That's the promise of his word again. He will be the judge. Then in Timothy, 2 Timothy, I believe that is, in 2 Timothy and chapter 4 and in verse 1, it goes on to say, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead as is appearing and his kingdom. And the Bible tells us in John in chapter 5 and verse 22, for the Father judgeth no man, but has commended all judgment unto the Son. We can take the word for what it says. There won't be any amendments to it. There won't be a later translation. Jesus Christ is coming back to get his church. The question is, are you ready? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? And have you asked him to cleanse you of all sin and unrighteousness? And is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Have you been baptized? We've let spirits of complacency come in and replace the true anointing of God in so many of the churches. We have just more or less made excuses for sin instead of taking them to Calvary and asking them to be cleansed and washed by the blood. We have a hullabaloo going on in a lot of churches today that's a mockery of God. We teach, long as you're a member, you're all right. We teach that if you're saved, you're exempt from any penalty of sin, and that's a lie of the devil out of the pit of hell. And we need to recognize that all sin will be punished. And if that sin is not covered by the blood, if you're not willing today to remit your sins to God, he's just and faithful to forgive you and cleanse you. But you got to first repent. You got to first ask him to forgive you. And when the churches today, 80-some percent of the churches are teaching contrary to the Word of God. They teaching so they can get membership, they can get pats on the back, they can get head count, they can get money, they can get anything they go after if they sugarcoat this thing enough. But my friend, you can't sugarcoat the Word of God. Jesus Christ is coming to get the church. And the church is that which has been purged by his blood, have been born again, have remitted their sin, and been washed and cleansed. So today, invite him to your heart if you're not saved. If you're a church member and you're not saved, if you're a church member and this makes you fall under conviction, you've probably been listening to a lying preacher and you're not saved, and you need to be saved and be ready to go. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the truth. We thank you for your word. God, we ask you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, purge those that will come to you and remit their sins. Purge them of their sins. Wash them. That man or woman that comes to you that's not saved, they can be born again today. That backslider can come back home. That prodigal son can come back home. God, grant it now is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you till we come to you in another teaching.